We try to provide closure for you with our group therapy segments. Christy worried her boyfriend's love of places like the Hooters and the Twin Peaks might be an indicator that he doesn't respect women. That with his Playboy dad
behavior.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, we reached out. We're like, hey, so now that we talked about your situation, what'd you decide to do?
She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, it's Christy again.
Hey.
Just want to thank you for doing my group therapy on the show and for all the listeners who called in with their opinions.
Okay.
I really do appreciate hearing everyone's perspective, even the people who said it was a big red flag.
Okay, great.
That said, I'm going to keep dating him.
All right.
Honestly, he treats me pretty well. I'm realizing that just because his dad is a bit of a playboy doesn't mean he's destined to be the same way.
Okay.
And I think I can guide him away from those places.
Okay.
Of course, that's going to be a process. He still likes his Hooters and Twin Peaks, but he's open to branching out. In fact, I suggested recently that instead of watching the game at one of those places, we try another restaurant, and he was totally cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Though he did joke that the scenery wasn't as good, LOL. Anyway, thank you guys and your callers for trying to help, but I think I've got it from here. I'll keep my eyes open, but for now, I'm happy where things are. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, hey, you know,
I mean, that's good.
We did what we could.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think, I mean, if she thinks that
if he treats her well,
he's open to a change of scenery while dining out.
Yeah.
Then okay.
I think the most important thing is he treats her well.
Right. And that those weren't the only places he liked to go.
And he doesn't put her in uncomfortable positions. Or, you know, at least she can say.
Right.
We
mentioned this is a big foodie town. There's a lot of choices.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. A ton of places to watch a game if you don't want to do it at your house. So.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey. Good luck. Thanks for keeping us posted on that. I like how she's like, hey, thanks for everybody who's saying it's, a red flag.
Yes.
But I got it from here.
Condescending pat on the head.
That's kind of how I feel. Even though we didn't say, yo, red flag X, don't do it.
And we didn't tell her to run. So I think this is fine. It's all fine. Good decision, Christy. Let us know how it goes.
Kelly from Crescent Hill texts in, I, for one, feel great about them.
See?
Okay. All right.
I can't tell if
there's sarcasm in that or not, because... Anyways.
There may be a little sarcasm, maybe. But we're all rooting for
her. We're all
because
rooting.
We want, we love love. We want her to be happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, if you see Kelly out at Meijer, just... Or
say
Publix.
Hello. Yes. Don't harm apples.
Yes. Yes. Say hi. Don't do a double take and run into a display of apples. All right.